Jasmine.
Good evening, Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov.
Jasmine, right now you're the only one on, so we're waiting.
Okay.
I hope you liked the Rosh Chodesh yesterday.
That was great. I really enjoyed it. It was a lot of happiness and joy.
That's what it is. That's the month.
Yeah. It is.
Strive to be that way, that's all.
No matter what.
Correct.
How's that computer doing for you?
It's really a pleasure.
Are you using the screen, touch screen?
No, I don't use the touch screen. An old-fashioned guy with old habits.
You don't need to click on that. You know, no more. You don't have to do that. You have to slide your finger on the screen, and it will do it.
Yes, I know, and I tried it, but it, as I said, I'm an old-fashioned guy.
It's so easy. You will get used to it.
Okay. When
yeah.
The time comes. I do it on my phone, so I know how easy it is. It's just, you got to get used to it.
Right. We all have to catch up with the technology.
Correct.
It's going so fast.
Jasmine, what's your daughter's name?
Anna Sofia Carino.
Thank you.
Do you need me to send you the information again?
It would be helpful. Just to make sure I've got it right, and it's just
okay.
For the two of you.
Right.
Okay. I believe somebody else is in the
Brandon.
Hello, Brandy. Go to Stone.
Hi, Brandy.
Hi, how are you?
Go to Stone.
Go to Stone.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bakoa. Anna Bakoa. Shadula Chimi. Tati. Aleph Gimel Yutav Tzadi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Tacharenu Nora Kufrei Shayim Sintet Nun. The letters of the month of Adar. We have the Gimel that created the planet Jupiter, the planet Tzedek. And we have the Kuf that created the constellation Dagim, the fishes, the astrological sign of Pisces. Together, the Gimel and the Kuf can be translated as the monkey riding the camel. And if that picture doesn't make you laugh, you're missing out on the energy of Adar. na gibor dor shehud ha kevavat shamrem. Nun gimel dalet yud kaf shin. Barchem tacharem rachame sitkatcha tamid gamlem. Betetresh tzadi taf gimel. Chasin kadosh berov tuvcha na'el adatach et kuf bet tet nunayim. Yachid ge'e lamcha p'nei zochrei kirushata. Yud gimel lamed pei zayin kuf. Shavatenu kabel ushma tfiakatenu yodea kalumot. Shin kufav tzadi yutaf. We have brought the energy of creation into this space, and now we're going to separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation. And we will use the 13 attributes of mercy to accomplish this. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'Chanun, Erech Apayim, V'Rav Chesed V'Emet, Notze Chesed La'Lafim, Notze Awon Wafesha, V'Chata'a V'Nakei. Now we're going to connect to the energy of the goat through the year 5777. And we're going to do that by reading two verses. The first verse we'll read is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Tzod tzaduni katzipor oyevai chinam. When we take the first letter of these words, we're able to parse them into three Hebrew words. Tzatz kiyach, which translates as appear like brothers. And when we take the final letter of these words, we're able to permute them into two Hebrew words, dir yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that we will read is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. And this verse connects to the year because it has concealed within it the name of the year, Tashin Ayin Zion. Kim ba Adonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadebaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. We're now going to connect to the year of the pause, the year 5776, with two verses also. The first of those verses is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim ha'yulimat v'lo yachlu lehavshit et kol ha'olot v'yechaskum Achechem ha'levim ad kelod hamlacha yad yitkachu ha'kohanim ki ha'levim yishrei levav lehitkadesh me'akohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to permute it into eight names of God. Adonai Yohei Wahei, La Lahei, Wa Wa Wa, Yo, la, yo, a la, me, hey, hey, hey. A, ka, a, re, ka, ha. And the second verse that connects to the year of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidhu ba Adonai Yohewa he Ade ad kibia Yohe Adonai Yohewa he Sur olamim. We're now going to read three verses that connect to the year that swallows the energy of the year that swallows death forever. The year 5775. And the first verse that we will read is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavu iyam. Asher yidchabe sham v'shavtem Eilai el nachum V'halakti yidchem V'chayayim yeshno V'aretz v'chipasti Oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. And the third verse is Job chapter 20 verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach Yoved Roav Yomru Ayo. And there is one verse from the year 5774 that connects to its energy, the energy of peace in the Middle East. And that verse is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisam ti makom liami li Israel. Untati vishakan tachta vilo yirgaz od vilo yosifu v'nei avla l'anoto kasher barishona. And now we're going to read a verse from the Zohar that connects us to to the energy of certainty. It's from the Zohar on Parashah Yitro. It's Pasuk 29. And we'll start with a L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kudsha b'richu ishkin te bit hilu Urchimu hilu hilu urchimu L'yachta l'shem yud he b'vav he Yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah lasok Torah mitzvah vayhino amadonai Eloheinu aleinu maaseh yadenu konaneh aleinu maaseh yadenu konanehu. Rabbi Abba amar bekama atar taneinan dekudsha Barichu koma diaved leela witata kolayu kishot biovada dikshot veleilach mila bialma divaye barnash ledachya leya mineya ulam haga. Peya kalana dehakulu ovada dikshot inun wikola itzirich be alma. Now we're going to scan the 72 names of God. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. the Tzaddikim who left this day, the second of Adar, Rabbi Mordechai Yaffe, Rabbi Noach of Krakow, Rabbi Noach Chaim Berlin of Altoona, Rabbi Benjamin Zev Lev, Rabbi David Morgenstern of Kotsk, Rabbi Eliyahu Novrich, Rabbi Eliyahu David Rabinowitch Teumim, the Aderet, Rabbi Chaim Yaakov Goldvich, Rabbi Yechiel Malach, and the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach we say in a whisper. So today's handout is available on the Revealed Wisdom page, the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. It's row 16, the right-hand column. It's the teachings of Rabbi Ashlag. When you click on that and open it up, you have a whole list of Rabbi Ashlag's essays. Some we have read, some we have yet to read. But as you go down, we are tonight going to be to class 27E. E is in Edward. And that starts with section 10 of the general preface. Now we shall explain the issue of the bitush, of the inner lights, with the surrounding lights, since they are tied to one another, which I introduced above in item 5. I shall also bring the Ari's words from Sha'ar Hakudim, chapter 5, where he himself explains the issue of the bitush at length. This is what he wrote in brief. It follows that there are three kinds of light in the hitpashtut of light in the world of Akudim and its departure back to the emanator. The first light is the lights of Akudim called Ta'amim. The Ta'amim are the notes that the Torah reader follows. The second is the Rishimo of that light, which remains after its departure, and it is called Tagim. The word Rishimo really means impression, like the impression that is left on a pad of paper from a rubber stamp. But the Tagim are the crowns that appear on the letters. Some letters have no tagim, some letters have one, and some have three. The third is the light that comes to it through the ascension of the Sephirot, at which time it is through the achrayim, the back, which is din, judgment. And this is called nikudot, the vowels. And when the third light, called Nikudot, comes and strikes the second light, called Reshimo, which is Rachamim, they strike and beat on each other. This is because they are opposites. One is Or Yashar, direct light, which is Rachamim, and the other is Or Chozer, which is Din, judgment. And then Nitzotzin, sparks fall from the descending Or Chozer, returning light, which is Din, judgment. And these sparks, Nitzotzin, are called a fourth light, called Otiot, called letters. These are the four discernments, Ta'amim, Nikudot, Tagim, and Otiot, all of which are included here in the world of Akudim. Also, these Nitzotzim that fell from the descending, or Chozer, are like the 248 Nitzotzim of the breaking of the vessels in the world of Nikudim. Rabbi Ashlag is actually explaining what the Ari revealed, how these worlds broke apart, the vessels, the sparks of light fell, and he's explaining how they fell and essentially created the letters. Interpreting his words by Rabbi Ashlag, according to what has been explained above concerning the order of the expansion of the light in the world of Akudim, first the light expands from En Sof to the Zivug de Haka'ah, first, the light expands from the endless world to the Zivug de Haka'ah in the Masach, in the Kli of Malchut. Following 10 Sefirot of Or Chozer, returning light emerged from it, from below upwards, as written in item 6. They have an inverse ratio where the upper ones in Or Yashar are below in Or Chozer, since in the 10 Sefirot of Or Chozer, the degrees diminish according to the purity. In an unwritten commentary, this is explaining this whole idea that our physical world is upside down vis-a-vis the upper worlds, the spiritual worlds. Time runs in one direction in our world, and it runs in the other direction in the spiritual world of Zeranpin. Continuing to read. Thus, Zeranpin, which is purer than Malchut, is of a lower degree than Malchut. But this is also only with respect to the Chachmah in the 10 Sefirot of Or Chozer, of returning light. And Bina, which is purer than Zeranpin, was diminished in the degree, and she possesses only the value of Bina. Chachmah, which is purer than Bina, is diminished in her degree, and has only the value of Zeranpin. And Keter has the value of Malchut, as it is written there, and inside in branch 3. But once the Or Yashar and the Or Chozer unite and join together, it creates an equal value, where the level of each of the 10 Sefirot reaches the level of Keter, as written in item 4. And the whole of the world of Akudim, the expansion and the return of the light of En Sof from Keter to Malchut, and from Malchut to Keter, and the Or Chozer that conjoins with the Or Yashar at an equal level through Keter, is called Ta'amim, or Hit Pashtut Aleph De'at Kudim. It has been explained above in item 8, that because the Or Panimi, the inner light, dresses in the Kli of Malchut, whose nature is to purify the Kli, it causes the purification of the Masach, degree by degree. In the beginning, it receives the purification, as in Bechina Gimel. This is considered that the Masach rose to Zeranpin. At that time, the Or En Sof expands once more from Keter to the Masach in the Kli of Zeranpin, and from Zeranpin to Keter. This diminishes the value of the Or Hozer that rises from the Masach to the degree of Chokmah. Similar to the value of Zeranpin, the Or Hozer. Similarly, the degrees descend in the Hizdachut of the Masach, from the Hizdachut of Bechinat Keter, the Or Yashar, at which time the Masach is canceled, and the Zavug, the Haka'ah, ceases. Thus, all this Or Hozer, which descends degree by degree, until it completely disappears, is called the light of vowels, the light of nekudot, the light of dots. This is so because the masach extends from the point of the tzimtzum and hence detains the Or Yashar also from approaching and expanding in it. It is like the middle point of tzimtzum aleph that decorated itself and departed the light in it and assertively chose the hishtakhut from its aviut in order to equalize her form with the emanator, as has been explained in detail in the essay Panim Masbirot, Branch 1. Hence this force, the desire to be purified, is imprinted in the Masach. Now we shall explain the meaning of the Reshimo, the light of the Tagim. It is known that even though the light departs, it still leaves a Reshimo behind it, an impression behind it. Hence the first hit Pashtut in the world of Akudim, which expanded in return from Keter to Malchut, and then from Malchut to Keter, eliciting 10 Sephirot, whose level equals the Keter in Or Panimi, and similarly 10 Sephirot of Or Makif, as written in item 7. And please note that there was no distinct kli for the inner light and a distinct kli for the returning light, for the surrounding light. That kli as a whole is called the kli de Keter. This is so because all 10 sephirot were at the level of Keter. Hence, even though this hit Pashtut departed once more, a reshimo of its remained nevertheless, which keeps and sustains the previous form there, so it would not be altogether revoked due to the departure of the light. Accordingly, you can see how the light of reshimo, which remained from Hit Pashtut Aleph, and the descending Or Hozer, which is the light of the dots of Nikudot, are two opposites, striking and beating each other. This is so because the light of the Reshimo is strengthened by Hit Pashtut Aleph, where the Or Yashar expanded through the Masach of Bechina Dalet, and wished very much for the Masach to remain specifically in the Aviut of Bechina Dalet, since only through the power in the excessive Aviut in Bechina Dalet does it have the value of the level of Keter. However, the light of Nekudot, the Masach itself, intensifies with all its might only to be purified from its coarse light, discerned as din, judgment, and wishes to be utterly purified and equalize its form with the emanator. Since the first beginning of the point of Tzimtzum has been imprinted in it, and this is its root. That's the end of section 10. Are there any questions? Section 11. Now we can understand the fourth light, which fell through the betush of the light of Rishimo with the light of Nikudot, called Otiot. They are like the 248 Nitzutin in the breaking of the vessels in the world of Nikudim. You should know that in every place in the Zohar, the Tikkunim, the corrections of the Zohar, and in the writings of the Ari, the word Nitzotzin, or Natsatzin, or Hipnotzitzut, indicates, or Chozer, returning light. This is because the illumination of Or Yashar, direct light, is defined by the names Orot or Nechorin, and the illumination of Or Chozer is defined by the name Nitzotzin, or Zikin, or Hitnotzitzut. Thus you see that the issue of the Nitzotzin that fell through the betush of the Reshimo in the descending Or Chozer is also considered a Reshimo, though it is a Reshimo of Or Chozer, and hence defined by the name Nitzutzin. Nitzutzin represents sparks, or translates as sparks. The order of the descent of the Or Chozer has been explained above in item 8, in the beginning. It received for the purification of Zeranpin and was detached from Beshina Dalet, which is the actual Kli of Malchut. And when the Or En Sof expands to the Masach in Kli Zeranpin once again, this light of Malchut will be at the level of Chachma, lacking the Bechinat Keter from the general light of Akudim, since the Malchut in Zeranpin does not return to being Keter, but Chachma. It has been explained that the essential giver of the level in the Ten Sefirot of the emanated is the light of Malchut, as above mentioned. It follows that the real Kli of Malchut is without light, and two Reshimot should have stayed in it. The first Reshimo is from the light of Ta'amim, which keeps and sustains the Aviyut of Bechina Dalet as much as it can. The second Reshimo is from the light of Nikudot, meaning the light ascribed to the Masach, and which craves the Hisdat Chut. However, both cannot remain together, since they are opposites. This is because the place of the Reshimo of Ta'amim is called Kli de Keter, since its ten Sefirot are at the level of Keter, and the place of the Reshimo of the descending Or Chozer is called Kli d'Hachma, or below Keter. Hence her own Reshimo has departed Malchut also, and rose to the Kli of Zeranpin. And the Reshimo of the descending Or Chozer remained in its place. Thus, here the Reshimo of the Nitzotzin of Or Chozer were rejected. However, from here onwards, the Nitzotzin de Or Chozer are rejected for the light of Reshimo. Afterwards, in the ascension of the Masach to the place of Bina, when it received the purification of Bechina Bet, and the Or En Sof expands once more from Keter to Bina and from Bina to Keter, Bechinat Chachma is withdrawn also. Then the Kli of Zeranpin remains without light. And two Reshimot are left there also, from the light of Ta'amim and from the Or Chozer, which are opposites. And here the Reshimo overpowers the Nitzotzim of Or Chozer, since the Reshimo of Ta'amim remained in Kli Zer Anpin. Hence it remained in the form of Kli de Keter. Yet the Reshimo of Or Chozer, which are the Nitzotzin of Kli Hachma, are rejected below Tabur, below the Kli of Keter, since Hitpashtut of the world of Akkadim is through Tabur, as Malchut of Akkadim is called Tabur. Also, it is already known that Nitzotzin de Keter, of the descending Or Chozer, whose value is considered Keter of Hachma, remained there since the Reshimo of Malchut of Ta'amim, which are verily the Nechinat Keter, rose to Zeranpin, and the Nitzotzin that fell from Kli Zeranpin, which are the Nitzotzin of Hachma in Hachma, fell below the Tabur, where there is Keter de Hachma. And Tabur translates as diaphragm. Similarly, in the ascent of the Masach to Hachma, when it purified into Beshina Aleph, the Or En Sof was still expanding from Keter to Hachma, and from Hachma to Keter, and this light is at the level of Zeranpin. Hence, the level of Bina has been withdrawn as well, and the Kli of Bina remained empty, without light. This left two Reshimot, as written above, Reshimo de Ta'amim, that remained in their place, and Reshimo of the descending Or Chozer that were rejected and fell below the Nitzotzim of Hachma, below the belly, below the diaphragm. Subsequently, it was purified up to Beshina Keter, the Shoresh, the root, and hence lost all of the Beshina Abiyut in it. Thus, the Zivug Dahaka'ah was naturally canceled, having no more Or Chozer. It turns out that no Nitzochim fell from Beshinat Keter at all, and only the Rishimu of Tamin remained there. Thus, we have thoroughly explained the oppositeness between the Reshimo and the descending Or Chozer, for which the package was broken, and the Reshimo of the 10 Sefirot of Ta'amim that remained in their places. These are considered vessels of Keter, Hachma, Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut of Keter, through to the diaphragm of Adam Kadmon. And the Nitzotzin, which are Reshimo of the descending Or Chozer, fell outside the degree they were in. They are regarded as being below the Tabur, meaning below Malchut of Akkadim, which are considered vessels of Keter, Hachma, Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut of Hachma, as we have said above, that they are called letters, otiyot. That is the end of section 11. We do have time, but not enough time to finish the sections below, 12 and so forth. And I'm going to stop here. Because one, there was a lot of Hebrew words that weren't translated. And it takes time by going over these words again and again, what are the meanings of them, for it to penetrate and to break the klipot that's keeping you from understanding Rabbi Ashlag in this particular essay. So I'm going to recommend you review this as many times as necessary. And as you develop questions, please feel free to ask them either by email or on the questions and answers time Wednesday at 7 p.m. West Coast time. And we will pick up next week where we're leaving off here at section 12. Shalom to all.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom.